Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Amud Beis, 10 lines in the bottom, Eisvi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So says the Gemara, Eisvi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan asked the Kasha on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that the only ones whose Isser gets downgraded is the ones who did the Chalitza. Now their Isser gets downgraded to being a Loisa Se Greda. But the other wives, the other brothers, they remain in Loisa Se Sheish Bakareis. Ask Rabbi Yochanan, the Braisa says, HaChalitz Li Yevimta. Shimon does Yibam, he does Chalitza to his Yevama. He does Chalitza, Reuven, Shimon and Levi are brothers, Reuven's married to Rachel, Reuven dies without any children, and Shimon does Chalitza with Rachel. V'chazeru Kitshon, and he marries her, and the Kedushin's type face, it's just a Leisa Se Greda. Because their Leisa Sefer sure gets downgraded. Umeis, and then Shimon dies without having any children. So Tzricha Chalitza Menachin, the Braisa says that she needs, Rachel needs Chalitza from the other brothers, from Levi. So now says Rabbi Yochanan, the Bisham, Ledidi Damin and Chayvi Lavinin, who I say that the relationship between Rachel and Levi is just a Leisa Se Greda. So now it makes sense that they need Chalitza. Eladidach, Hainu de Tzricha Chalitza Menachin. Eladidach, Amai Tzricha Chalitza. But according to you, she's a Leisa Se Sheish Bakaris Klape Levi. So why does she even need Chalitza? She's like an erva, so she's pata from Yibam and Chalitza. So says the Gemara l'tameich, and according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, Eime Seifa, how do you make sense of the Seifa of the Braisa? The Seifa says that Amad Echad mina Achen u'kitcha, if let's say after Shimon does Chalitza with Rachel, Levi goes and he marries her, so the halacha is Ein la olav klum. The Kedushin's not taifa, she doesn't even need a get from him. So now that makes it sound like that there is a leisa se sheish bakaris. That's why the Kedushin's not taifa. If it's just a leisa se greda, l'chayru the Kedushin should be taifa. So says the Gemara, no, Amrav Sheisha, Seifa Asan l'Rabbi Akiva. The Seifa is going like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar in Kedushin taifsin b'chayvi lavin, who says that Kedushin is not taifa even by just a leisa se greda. We'll ask the Gemara, we're listening to the Rabbi Akiva, in Le Olav Klum. If so, the Braisa should have specified that according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Kedushin. Why does it say it so vaguely? It makes it seem like it's a Liba de Kuliyama. So says the Gemara Kasha. Rav Ashi Savar L'Kerei Shlakash U'Metayr Tzak Rav Shimon, Ravina Savar L'Kerei Yechnon U'Metayr Tzak Rabbanan. The Gemara tells us that Rav Ashi held a Kerei Shlakash, and he was able to explain the entire Braisa like Kerei Shlakash Hashita, using the Shita of Rav Shimon. We'll see soon what that means. Ravina held a Kerei Yechnon, and he was able to explain the whole Braisa according to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, borrowing the sheet of the Rabbanan. So now like this, Rav Ashi savor like Reish Lakish u'metayrtz like Rav Shimon. Rav Ashi held like Reish Lakish, and he answered the whole brisa using Rav Shimon's shita. He learned the brisa as follows: Achaylitz liyavimtoi Shimon does chalitza with Rachel v'chazru kitcha, and then he marries her and he dies without having any children. So now she falls to Levi. Tzricha chalitza min achen. Levi needs to do chalitza with her. Now man achen says Rav Ashi the man achen, the brother, is not referring to Levi, rather means achen hayeludim. It means a brother that's born after. It means, let's say, after Shimon did the Chalitza, Yehuda is born. So it's true that Levi has an Isser Kares to Rachel, and that Isser is not going to go away. But Yehuda's Isser could go away because she never fell to him yet. So she'll fall to Yehuda. Yehuda needs to do Chalitza with her. That's what it means. And that's Kaman Kareb Shimon. That's like Reb Shimon Shita, who holds that there's no issue over here of Eishas Ach Shohaya Ba'elamai. And then the Sefer of the Braisa, Lefir Shlakish, is very easily understood, and Amad Echem and Anuladim, Ukitcha, Ein La Olav Klum, that if one of the brothers who were born already, like referring to Levi, if he marries her, so the Kedushin is not typeface, because Levi's sister to Rachel is Elay Sasei Sheish Bakares. So that's very simple, and that's Kaman Kareish Lakish, which is like Reish Lakish Ashita. Whereas Ravina Savalik Rabbi Yechlan, Umatar Talib de Rabbanan, he held like Rabbi Yochanan, so he was Mataritz. He explained the whole Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan, using the Chachamim Shita, that there is an issue of Eishas Achshay Bayalamai. And he said like this. So the Reish is really self-understood. But Achaylitzi Yevimtai, Shimon does Chalitza with Rachel, Uchazur, Kitshon, and he marries her, and then he dies without having any children. So Tzricha Chalitza Menachen. He needs Chalitza, she needs Chalitza, Rachel needs Chalitza from Levi. Manachen, Achen, Anuladim, the brothers who are there already, referring even to Levi. And that's Kaman Rabbi Yochanan, which is very self-understood. Like because it's a leisa se greda, his iser gets downgraded. But then when the sefer of the brisa says amad echem mina yeludim ukitcha, the sefer of the brisa is talking about a brother who's born later. So you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and after Shimon did chalitza with Rachel, Yehuda was born, and Yehuda goes and he wants to marry Rachel. So it's true that Levi's iser got downgraded according to Rabbi Yochanan, but Yehuda's iser, he wasn't alive at the time. Shimon, when he did the chalitza, wasn't acting as a shliach for Yehuda, so Yehuda's iser there's still Leisa Seishesh Bakaris. So if he goes and he tries marrying Vikitra and he marries Rachel, Ein La Love Klum. The Kedushin's not Taifis at all, because for him it's a Leisa Seishesh Bakaris. And that's Kaman Karabanan, that there's an issue over here of Eishes Asha Hayabai Lamai. Now, Idmar was stated, until now we spoke about Shimon doing Chalitza with Rachel. We learn now in the Gemara brings a Memra that Habal Yavama, let's say Shimon does Yibam with Rachel, and so now his Isser to the Shtara, let's say you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven's married to Rachel and to Shprinza, and Reuven dies without having any children, and Shimon goes and he does Yibam with Rachel. So his Isser to Shprinza gets downgraded to being just an Aseh, because he's the one who's actively involved in the Yibam. The Shaila is, what about the other brothers? What about Levi? So says the Gemara like this, that Idmar, Habal Yavama, Shimon, he has Yibam with Rachel, Uba Echem and Achen al Tsarasa, and then Levi goes and has a relationship with Shprinza. So Pligi Bar of Achem Veravina, if his Isser gets downgraded to an Aseh, or remains a lace to say sheish bakares. Chad amr bakares, uchad amr basay. Mand amr bakares, the one who says it's kares, that his isser does not get downgraded, that's like Reish Lakish, who says that only the active party's isser gets downgraded, but not Levi's. Mand amr basay is Krab Yechnan, whereas the mand amr who says an asay, that's like Krab Yechnan Shita, that Shimon, when he does the Yibam with Rachel, is acting as a shliach on behalf of all the brothers, and everybody's isser gets downgraded to just being an asay. Amr avidam arav, Sarah Saita Asura. That Sarah of a Saita becomes Asur in Yibam. So if you have Reuven and Shimon, who are brothers, Reuven is married to Rachel and Shprinza, and Rachel is Mezana Tachas Bailov. She's Mezana, the Gemara calls that over here a Saita, we mean like a Saita Vadei. She was Mezana Tachas Bailov. So Reuven has to divorce her. Lamaisa, let's say he died before he got a chance to divorce her. So says Rav Yudam Arav that she's like an Erva, and Mamela she packes with Sarah. Why is she like an Erva? She's not in the parish of Arayas, but Tumak Sivba Ki Arayas. It says by a Saita, Vinistra Vinitma. It says a lashon of tuma. It also says a lashon of tuma by the parish of Arayas. So we say that she's like an erva. She passes the tzara. Must Rav Chista, however, Rav Chista asked, how could you tell me a saita isha that's mizana? She's an erva. But Rav Shimon Aimer, Rav Shimon says regarding a husband who went away and he took a long time to come back. And in the meantime, someone told his wife that he was killed, and she went ahead and she remarried. So now the halacha is, when the husband comes back, she has to get divorced from both men. From the second husband, it's not really a kedusha, wasn't really taifish, she was an ishish ish, but she has to leave him, and she also has to get divorced from her first husband. Let's say the first husband died without having any children, and he also had a wife, Shprinza, so it was Rachel who got remarried officially, and then Shprinza, and Reuven died without having any children, so now they fall to Shimon. So says the Gemara, says Rav Shimon Aimer, bi asli chalitzasa me'achiv shal rishon peiteres sarasa, that if Shimon does Yibam or Chalitza with Rachel, she pater Shprinza. So you see that we don't view Rachel as being like an Erva. She's someone that could even pater the Tzaro through Yibam and Chalitza. So you see that she falls to Yibam. She's not mamish an Erva, even though it says Tuma. So Amar Lach Rav, Rav will answer back, Amin Lach Anah Saita De Araisa, because I'm talking about a real Saita, Saita Min Atayra, so then it's Tumak Sivva Ke Arayas. That, Amar Li Saita De Rabbanan, in this case, she's not Mida Araisa Saita. It's true she was Mizanatachas Bailov, but she was an Aines. She was told that her husband was dead. So it's true that Rabbanan made a takana that she has to leave her husband now, because we want to make sure that she's very careful before she gets remarried. But Lamaisa, she's not a Saita min Atayra. So that's why the halacha over there is different. Says the Gemara, that seems so pashut. Udukari lamai karila. So what was the havamina? What was the one who asked the question? What was he thinking? Ksamar called the tikkun Rabbanan kein daraisa tikkun. He held that since it's true, it's only Saita the Rabbanan, but typically the Rabbanan's gzeiras fashioned the daraisas, and if so, this too should have fashioned the daraisa. And the fact that we see that she's chayv and ibam, so it sounds like even a daraisa Saita is not treated like an erva. But Kamashmon, no, that's not the way it works, perhaps because she's not really a Saita Durabana, and it's just a Takana Durabana that they made, that she has to leave her husband. But Al Kopanim, we have no kashas on Rav. Rav who said that a Tzara Saita is able to pater, that a Tzara Saita is pater from Yibam. The Saita herself is like an Erva, and she paters the Tzara.